Since the office of the Premier has been placed under administration in terms of Section 101B of the Constitution in May 2018, nothing has changed. This effectively strips away any confidence in him as leader of his ability to lift this province out of its collapsed state. 13 out of 22 municipalities are under administration in terms of Section 1391B. These technically bankrupt municipalities are unable to deliver the most basic services such as water, sanitation, maintenance of roads, and refuse removal. The condition of hospitals and clinics are deteriorating by the day, and little is done to address the challenges of failing heating systems, shortage of beds, linen, and poorly maintained infrastructure. The safety of learners and educators remain a serious concern. In his previous State of the Province, the Premier presented a bag of empty promises. 1.2 million rand would be allocated to school safety programs. This has not transpired, resulting in the common practice of violent attacks on school grounds. Economic growth in the Northwest leaves much to be desired. With bankrupt state-owned entities, SOEs, and underdeveloped tourism industry, and shortage of investors, it is no wonder that an expanded unemployment rate of 46.6% has been released in the quarterly labor force survey by Statistics South Africa recently. It remains shocking that the ANC-led government is standing by whilst farmers are being brutally attacked and murdered, and yet refuse to declare farm murders as a priority crime. In order to prevent more farmers from leaving the agricultural sector, we must prioritize their safety and thereby ensure that food security is not threatened any further. Given an opportunity, the DA can clean up the maladministration in government, departments, and municipalities. From the 33 municipalities that we are successfully governing, it is evident that we can bring service to the people.